Wouldn't you be looking at land?
Doesn't seem
that's
like
just
a,
that's a thing you do.
Yeah.
If you're a guy like Vin, you just look at land.
He's in a condo downtown Toronto.
You go drive out and pretend you're going to buy all this land.
I see.
To satisfy the human need for space.
Okay.
To look at acres of land and think I could buy it, it would never happen. But
oh, okay.
Like, well, that just to.
It's starting to make a lot more sense now.
You just do it. It's like an excursion.
It's like going to look at a show home.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I could get all the. I might get all this land.
Yeah. Or like the, you know, in the dream home, they got the home theater in the basement, the golf simulator, the pool. It's got everything.
He takes the Subaru onto the land. Now he's got a reason to off-road. Now he's outdoorsy. He's painting a picture.
Now it's starting to all make sense.
Well, I mean, it. I was pretty deep somewhere, and then it kind of hits you. Like, if things go sideways, this is going to be a mess.
Oh.
But
they didn't go sideways.
No.
Could be exciting, though.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in search of excitement. The new frontier out there on the landscape.
The land that I was seeing required... It was only by vehicle access you could... It was like a big hill all... Right. I mean, there you couldn't really do anything by foot.
You took me to a swamp one time.
Yeah. Good price. Oh, it was a good price. It was a good price. It was half swamp.
What a deal.
It wasn't... It was...
The Subaru was half price?
No, we looked at land.
A swamp.
It wasn't... It was land that beavers had built a dam in the river beside, and it's been getting wet for a while.
Okay, I just have one question. When you were out off-roading, did you do the kind of stuff that they do on the commercials when you're like fishtailing?
No.
Subaru?
No, I was taking it slow.
What's the fun in that?
I didn't want, I mean, do the rocks looked sharp. I didn't want to do, I didn't want, I was glad to get out of there. Let's just say that.
It's a rugged vehicle, though. That's what you would be doing. You'd be fishtailing.
It's not how he uses it, though.
No, off-roading to me, dirt road. That's good enough.
All right. For...
And also, if it snows, he feels confident. And just being on the 400 series highway.
Yeah.
When he looks at his Subaru badge and he knows, I can head in a straight line at a regular speed.
Yeah.
Without disruption.
As he should. Yeah. That's why he purchased the vehicle. It's for peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
All right, get into this. It's just gone on long enough.
The wheezing. Strong wheezing.
There's someone here that everyone's probably wondering what the heck's going on. You! Are you?
You! Announce yourself, Ryan! You can't just stumble in there as if you've been here like a week ago. They need to know what's going on!
You can look back in the archives, Will. It's probably 6 months ago I was here. Six months.
Really?
But I'm back.
What about this comment right here? Who is the guy in red?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, so there's people, they don't know you. This is a new show. It's a new broadcast. It's called CNN Plus.
Oh.
That's what this is.
Okay, well...
You have to announce yourself.
I'll introduce myself.
Go ahead.
My name is Ryan, and I'm sharing the couch with Vin, and I'm just happy to be here today.
That's sufficient.
And thank you, Will, for having me on.
Oh. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Here's Ryan. This is from October 3rd, 2016.
You haven't aged at all.
No.
When Ryan was a young man, a young buck.
Those are the good
old
days.
Whole life in front of him.
Yeah. I retired on top of the boxing game.
Yeah, it's crazy that's 2016. Yeah. 6 years ago.
Yeah, I took a deep dive on that video, let me tell you.
I think we may have brought this video up last time you were here. That's because you only come often enough that we have to refresh people. And this is the one way we can do it, is by showing this video.
That's what I have. I got that video.
Yeah. Well, many people know Ryan, and when Ryan decided to step on the show today, Vin got in his Subaru, and he just boogied up here because he wanted to take part in this unusual circumstance, this spectacular affair. I know you've been saving up a lot of material for this moment.
I got lots. Where do you want me to start?
Been skeptical. Mm. But we're very happy.
Don't get him jacked up. No.
I got, you know, I
your warning to him was to not get me jacked up.
No, you said? To him.
Oh, I can get him jacked up. No problem. Right. You know this is live, right, Ryan? This show is a live show.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch it.
Okay.
I tune in. Yeah. I like to know what's going on in the, you know, the world of tech and the news stories and some of the other stuff you guys talk about, but this episode, Will said he's got some good topics, and I want to, you know, give my opinion on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat says, you look like a member of the royal family.
Oh, really? You know, I have been taking care of myself. I use some skin cream.
Which one does he look like, then? Oceans. Is it Harry?
No. Not Harry, not William. One of the nieces? Or
niece?
One of the...
Nephews, like you mean?
No.
Well, oh, niece. He looks like a niece.
They look, I would say, none of the... I don't... There's one in particular I'm thinking of, but I don't...
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she's...
Well, let's get a comparison really here. Let's click on a photo and see if we can get to the bottom of this. Mm. Which one are you?
The guy with the straw in his mouth. That could have been me.
The kid?
25, 30 years ago.
Okay, all right. I guess we got to the bottom of that. I guess we figured it out here. Look at those family trees. That stuff is... That's some wild stuff. And the royal blood.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Lineage.
There you go. Special outfits.
Pure.
Well, Vin just basically called me a girl. I don't know if you guys caught that.
We did, but okay. I don't think he meant it in a negative way at all.
No, no.
I think he was implying that you are... you're a nice looking guy.
I'm self-conscious now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I could. We don't need to stay on that, but I could.
He could
provide some.
Here's another moment of Ryan on the show. He's been around. That's also from 2018. Every 2 years. Every couple of years.
Yeah, I make my way down here.
Every couple of years.
And we have a good time.
I think I did break it, or one of us broke something.
Yeah.
That was the Super Anthony robot. And what a time that was. Fighting robots.
Mm-hmm.
And you play with, like, it looks like I have a PlayStation controller, essentially. Bang! And there were huge consequences, obviously. We had a lot on the line. There were big wagers that took place over there.
If they started making those, like, a little bigger...
They were pretty big. I think they're at least...
How big do you need them, then?
I need them half human size.
Mm.
Like, adult human size.
How do you get them in the car? Move them around. It's a lot of work. That's the thing I always think about often, like, with those... You know, Elon's going to make those cyborgs, or not cyborgs, I apologize, those humanoid robots. And they're going to help you with all these different kinds of things. But imagine how weird it would be when they malfunction and they have to go into the mechanic or whatever. And you're just kind of lifting this human shape thing over your shoulder. It's a little bit different than bringing anything else in for repairs.
Man. Yeah, I mean, at this stage in life, but, you know, in 20 years from now, it'll probably be something that's quite normal.
Or somebody will be a mobile repair. Or you know what they'll do? They'll just swap it right out, and it'll be programmed for all your settings. The new one will arrive. The old one will leave.
Just like changing a battery out of a car, right? Or something like that.
Something like that. Are you ready for those? Or are you nervous at all about that future?
No, I'm good with it. I don't know if I'm going to get me a robot like that, but I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Progression. It's cool. Right? Otis, you okay over there? Someone better keep an eye on him.
It's amazing that he is...
hard plastic.
He's willing to eat those type of materials. Not just chew them, but... actually ingest them.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah. Otis is a, he's a wild beast. He's tamed, but...
He's a wolf.
He's a canine.
He's a mini wolf. A wolf. Yeah. I wouldn't want to mess with him. No. The way he devours those toys. Rivian stock takes a nosedive today as Ford sells 8 million shares. You don't have one of these electric vehicles, do you, yet, Ryan?
No. I don't.
Would you consider?
Oh, yeah. For sure I would.
You'd consider. Well, the Rivian has been a hot ticket because they've, well, they can't make them as fast as people want them. It's an expensive truck. This thing is, over 100 grand, depending how you spec it out. It's a premium deal. Bezos is invested. Mm. Ford was invested. They probably still are to a certain extent, but 8 million shares is a lot. CNBC report over the weekend said that Ford would be selling 8 million of its stock in EV startup Rivian. And you have your usual affair, which is a little nosedive on it. And you may be concerned about such things if you were invested in them. It doesn't change the fact that they're one of, well, really just a handful of players in this space. So bad news is bad news, but I still think there's probably brighter days ahead for Rivian. When electric truck startup Rivian went public last November, its IPO was the biggest for an American company since Facebook debuted on the stock market in 2012, with an initial valuation northwards of $77 billion. Since then, Rivian's stock price has fallen significantly, dropping by 72% this year. Now, it plummeted even further after a report from CNBC that Ford is selling 8 million of its shares in Rivian. Very complicated. Obviously, Ford saw an opportunity in Rivian, potential collaboration, and a startup that had a lot of promise, right? So you invest, maybe the plan all along is to eventually create distance there, depending on what type of relationship they want to have long term. You know, they got their electric stuff now. They got their Lightning. They got other products coming out. They're going to be all electric by who knows when. What do you think about this vehicle, by the way? Just the design, the R1T, R1S, what kind of feelings are you guys having? A Subaru owner who's a little outdoors in VIN, and then... What type of vehicle?
I got a minivan and I got a truck. I got to tow a small little like tent trailer, so I had to get a truck. I couldn't pull with the minivan; it was getting to be too much.
So you got a truck?
Yeah, okay. A Dodge. It's a Dodge 1500. Yeah.
Okay. So this is kind of in the wheelhouse here. Like you might look at something like this.
I definitely. I think they're really nice. It looks like a really beautiful vehicle. I'm not going to lie. Like, look at that. I mean, the pictures say a lot. Can I say something? No.
You can.
Mo is the financial guy, so I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But
yeah,
it feels like it's obvious what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Ford hedged their bets. You know, they put their money into a company that was already going to be producing electric trucks, and they got their own in the Lightning. And now that they're selling them, now they're, like you said, distancing themselves and taking their money out of the Rivian stock, right?
Yeah, so my understanding is that there still will be an ongoing collaboration. There'll be technologies that Ford will buy from Rivian, for example, in order to electrify their models. This is not all of their interest in Rivian. They still have more. They maintain more holdings there. Maybe we can see, Ford originally had an 11.4% stake in Rivian, equivalent to 102 million shares. So that's a lot more than whatever they sold, 8 million. I guess it's like 1/10 or something of their current holdings. Now they may need this cash. They may need this on hand. Maybe there's a recession incoming. Have you been following the inflation stuff? Are you paying more? Are you noticing?
Yeah.
What's costing you?
No, that's a good point about the percentage. Yeah, no, it's just, who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Are you feeling it at the gas pump?
Yeah, I mean, what is it, $2 a liter here or so on the way up?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Are you feeling it anywhere else?
Ah, food.
Inflation.
Yeah,
on the food cost. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Vin? You feeling it? Where did you notice the inflation? Yeah. That's what I thought.
The food. I mean, I don't know. I was trying to think. I was at the dealership today. I don't know. I'm so... they could be charging me anything. I have no idea what's going on. Inflation or not, it's
isn't that anytime you go to a car dealership though?
Inflation or not, I don't know what the hell you're doing to me. That's how he enters the car dealer.
Just yeah. Naked.
Hey, sir, how are you doing? Inflation or not, I don't know what you're doing to me. Sir, I think you need some help.
I think that everybody can relate to the car dealership experience, I think, though. You go take a car in, you maybe getting an oil change or something, and then all of a sudden you got 8 other things on the list that you need to get done.
Well, that's what I was talking to you about. I try to find middle ground. Not get everything done, not like from whatever's requested. I mean...
It's tough. I agree.
Well, I'm already paying more because you could get the same stuff done at any oil change place whatever.
I agree. Then you're driving over the city to different places. Yeah. Sorry, I took us off topic there. Sorry, Will.
Sorry, Will. So, listen, this is probably a little bit of a panic on the share price, but it's been sort of culminating. Like, there's been a number of things. Previously, we talked on this show about how they changed the price. So a lot of people who had pre-orders got an update, and it was stating, hey, about that pre-order you had, we're sorry, but these are going to cost us a little more, so they're going to cost you a little more. And people were like, what are you talking about? I already ordered it at the previous price. They made a big kind of, made some noise about it on social media, and then Rivian backtracked and said, if you already made the order, we'll honor the original price. But orders going forward, the price went up. Now, they're not alone in this because some of these pre-orders are so old that the cost of things has changed as time has progressed. And then the other thing is they haven't really been delivering all that many. It's hard to make things, hard to manufacture them. Elon frequently says that it's not coming up with the designs or building one unit or 10 units. It's at scale with a level of quality that's acceptable and so forth. So there's a few things stacked against them. And then also just general stock market volatility and concerns around investing and investments. And if Mo was here, I'm sure he'd go into it deeply.
Yeah. Will, can you go back to the last page for a sec? Because I have a question and maybe Lou can provide some insight. The company's worth what? $77 billion? Is that what... They said 77?
Was that correct?
I think that's what they said. Anyway, it's
$78 per share.
$77 billion.
Valuation northwards of $77 billion.
Yep. Oh, initial. Okay, maybe that's changed a lot. But anyway, if you go back to the
page. That was in 2012.
That you were just on, it was saying that they did $55 million U.S. in revenue.
Oh, yeah.
That really blows my mind. Like, what's going on there?
Well, they can't build the entire vehicle, right, until they've delivered.
Yeah.
So revenue in this case is attached to deliveries to a certain extent. And so all these people essentially loan them the money because they want one so bad for a place in line. It's not all that different than what other EV manufacturers are doing or a Kickstarter style thing. Give us 100. Give us 500.
It's a Kickstarter.
It basically is. Give us 1,000. Give us like some amount and we'll attach your name to some build. And it's not, by the way, it's happening at all automakers. If you don't want to just buy something... because a lot of stuff is marked up, ask this guy about it. He's been trying to figure out what he wants to do with a car. They, in some cases, I was over at the dealer the other day, and he's like, you want one of those 2 years, something like that? So what am I ordering? If it's 2 years from now, what model year would I be getting, and what would the options available to me be? Oh, don't worry about that. Give us the money now, and we'll convert it into an order once it becomes available. So it's kind of the way it is here. Now, also, some of the investors have kind of beefed up the impression of Rivian. So if you've got a guy like Bezos or Ford coming along, putting all this money in, you're like, let me get in now. The revenue will catch up.
Right.
It's your typical startup scenario. So, but you're right. It is a hell of a valuation, all things considered.
I get what you're saying, though. The point you made about how people put deposits down, that would be their revenue. So that, like, if you looked at what you would pay for the full vehicle, then that $55 million would probably turn into like a few billion.
Well, I don't know how they're accounting. I don't know how they're doing their accounting and when they're realizing revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is it at the point of delivery, because that, or just shortly before when the transaction actually gets completed? Because in most cases, I don't even know what the down payment is on a Rivian, but even if it's $5,000, it's nowhere near the $100,000 that they eventually want for it.
Right.
So, anyway. Oh, there you go. You can't recognize, here's from the chat. This is from Yoked Tesla. You can't recognize revenue until the product is delivered. This is why Tesla can't recognize FSD as revenue. That's full self-driving. Even after years of people paying for it. Shout out to Steve. Thank you for the super chat. Elon Musk fears his life could be in danger for supporting Ukraine. I saw him tweeting something about this. He said something along the lines of, if I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing ya. Actually, Mr. Beast responded and said, can I have Twitter then?
Mm-hmm.
And in which case he said, yeah, it's all yours. I don't know. Oh, he was kind of posting, and I had to look at the translation of this. He said, Rogozhin sent this to Russian media. And this
there's
was
a conversion there.
Yeah, it is. It's underneath in the replies. And I'll read a little bit of it. From the testimony of the captured commander of the 36th Marine Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Colonel Dmitry Kormyankov, it turns out that the internet terminals of Elon Musk's Starlink satellite company were delivered to the militants of the Nazi Azov Battalion and the Ukrainian Marines in Mariupol by military helicopters. According to our information, the delivery of Starlink equipment was carried out by the Pentagon. Elon Musk thus is involved in supplying the fascist forces in Ukraine with military communication equipment. And for this, Elon, you will be held accountable like an adult, no matter how much you'll play the fool. It's a threat, essentially, that, hey, you are helping Ukrainian forces. And in this case, they've combined that with Nazi militia terminology. And therefore, they're suggesting that Elon himself has become the enemy and will in some way suffer consequences. Now, it's not the first time that Elon's been bantering with militant groups. He had the previous with the, what was that guy's name? He was the commander of the Chechen forces. They were going back and forth on Twitter as well. He called him Ilana instead of Elon. Like as a insult.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elon kind of embraced it and replied, yeah, here you go. This was the original one. It was Ramzan Kadyrov, the head of the Chechen Republic, to be clear, to get it straight. In the post, he dismissed Musk's chances of winning any hypothetical showdown. This was when Musk said he wanted to have a one-on-one boxing match with Putin. Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, obviously, In this case, Kadyrov disagreed, and he explained why Musk would be beaten by Putin because he would have to come there in order to be trained on how to punch and fight and to have the right mindset and not be a businessman and such. Anyway, he's tussled before, at least on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he is taking, I suppose, some degree of risk in getting involved at all. He doesn't have to. And he's sending the Starlink equipment, which is obviously pretty amazing stuff. And it's been a critical service, essentially, to Ukrainian forces, where typically in these scenarios, communications would be shut down. But these Starlink things, you can set them up in minutes, and all of a sudden you're blasting communications from space. And there's really no way to shut that down. Obviously you can try to scope out individual satellites, but good luck because they're going to be hidden and they're going to be all over the place. And he's been sending them over since the conflict started.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's time he's got to beef up security a bit. I say it wasn't just this, it's Twitter, it's the whole thing. If this is the path you continue down, it's almost more head of statey you're in that realm. I think you need something. I don't know how it would compare with the other.
What does he need then?
Number wise?
Is there a certain man he needs?
No.
Who would fit the bill here?
Well, whatever.
Who would your optimal bodyguard be for Musk?
Okay, I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm deep in thought about, does Elon Musk actually think he would beat Putin in a one-on-one fight? Because isn't Putin like a pretty like dangerous guy? Like, isn't he like cup keto?
I think he's like 20 years older, give or take.
No, but do you actually think Elon could beat somebody in a fight?
Well, Putin is like maybe 20 years older and around, probably a foot shorter.
Okay, fair enough. But Elon Musk is not like,
he's a pretty big dude.
Is he a fighter though? Does he
absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think he's beating anybody.
Anybody?
Nobody. Sorry, Elon.
You just wanted to weigh in.
He's not getting in a ring with anybody and beating them. He's a smart guy, but he's not a fighter. Look at him.
This was just completely hypothetical.
I know. It was just a joke. But I'm just saying he's not fighting anybody.
But
he is really tall.
That's what I was saying. I think any 70-year-old stepping, any 70-year-old, even a former Olympic athlete or something, there's a question of durability there.
Fair enough.
I don't know if you know any 70-year-olds.
No, I agree with you. He's old, so he's going to be, you know, not in great shape or, you know, not in a fighting body.
And the funny thing about that is that even if the thing was to happen, Elon would have already won because there's no way it's going to look good, whatever it is. It's not going to look good for the supreme leader here. Did you ever see the clip of him playing hockey?
Yeah,
everyone's just letting him score. And
well, there's footage of him doing.
They have to uphold it, right? The image.
I mean, the hockey thing. I don't think he's played for that long.
Well, there's just some consequences of being that age. I mean, everyone has to be clear on that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like you're
70 years old. Yeah.
But
yeah, back to the bodyguard. I don't know, like a guy like Mike Tyson.
Well, yeah.
Did you see Mike Tyson having the tussle on the airplane the other day?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you know, a fan kind of got carried away, and wouldn't get out of his face. He's probably intoxicated, and he was kind of standing over Mike. And he had enough, and he just attacked him. You can play the clip, Will, just because I can't believe Ryan didn't see this. You're a big Mike Tyson guy.
Well, I don't know if I'm a big Mike Tyson guy.
You're a huge Mike Tyson guy.
Oh, wow. Someone recorded it, too.
Yeah, so he's just nagging him and kind of bugging him and standing over. You know how it is, somebody standing over top of you.
He looks drunk or intoxicated.
Right. Now, usually Tyson, at least recently, has been pretty...
He's pretty tame.
Composed.
Yeah.
As far as this type of thing goes.
But you can only take so much. You know?
Yeah, so the antagonizing. They're all laughing and giggling and so.
Oh, yeah.
So it's. They try to kind of.
Wow.
Shield him, and he's a little bit beat up.
You wonder sometimes if this is all a setup, though. Like
the guy wanted that reaction.
Yeah, of course he did.
I said the same thing, right? He's instantly famous and suing him and whatever else. So, no, it's weird for sure. It's not good. But the airline should have stepped in way before.
Yeah, I agree.
The airline should have gotten in there and not really made it so that it got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mike Tyson on the flight, and you got a guy standing over top of him and nagging him. And now, granted, Tyson maybe would need to let the airline know. I don't know if that's his style to do something like that.
No.
You might just be like dozing off, sleeping, and some guy standing above you tickling the top of your head, and you might just respond.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame him.
You might just respond. I remember the one time you were comfy on that one plane there on our way to Emirates.
Yeah.
How would you respond? Someone comes up, starts tickling your head from behind.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be... it's your personal space, right? That's not cool. That's why I said I don't have a problem with Mike Tyson doing what he did. This is what the guy deserved.
You would respond the same way that Tyson did.
I'm not as physical as Tyson. I would probably just use some strong words. Can you please leave me alone and stop tickling my head?
I'm pretty sure Mike told him before that case. I'm just guessing. So,
all right. So, bodyguard. Who else? I mean, I'm kind of joking about Tyson, but not completely.
Oh, no, he'd have to get Elon would have to get a whole team. I don't know. He could get directly involved with the hiring, do a whole thing. I mean, anyone, Bezos or they would all be paying.
Skip the bodyguard. Just go right to the Secret Service guys, you know.
Well, yeah, the ex-guys from military or whatever.
I mean, Elon Musk is almost more, not valuable, but is like the president, like Biden, you know what I mean? Like he's high up on the stat, like a worldwide, like world known, like he's flying all over the place.
It would have an impact on the world if something, you know, were to happen like that. Things would be
I guess
upside down.
Not going to Russia anytime soon.
No Teslas in Russia? Yeah, probably not.
No.
I don't think that that really fits his style. You look at the way he lives. We talked about this before.
No, I know, but
he's accessible. Part of the reason he's so popular is that he remains accessible, not closed off. Like prior to the Twitter purchase, Bezos hadn't tweeted in like 1,000 years, and he came out of nowhere and it's like, whoa, Jeff Bezos. He is the opposite. He seems unreachable to the general public. No, Elon responds to people on Twitter. I'll see he'll let YouTubers show up at SpaceX and everyday astronaut and actually spend time with them. He's a different guy, man, at that stature. And part of his appeal is the fact that that's who he is. I'm not saying he has zero security, by the way, but
you could make the argument that because a big part of his thing acquiring Twitter was the importance of it. So if it's that important, then his existence is equally as important, you know. And if that takes security or other steps that prior he may not have been, it may not have been his style or may not have been his way of doing things. I mean, like it or not, I think things change for him now since that. But
I'm sure you're not the only one making this pitch to him. I'm sure he's hearing from all types of advisors that he's got to travel with a massive entourage. But there are consequences to that too. That's not a freebie. That kind of isolates you. Can change your perception of the world. If every time you move, you got to have 17 people ready to go. They have to check the place you're going.
How does that even happen, though?
You can't go to the food truck. Like, everything has to be like a politician.
But what would have, like, he would have some type of, you know, if something were to happen to him, like the whole, I guess he would probably already have some type of plan in place is who would step in to continue on.
Oh God, I don't think there's really anybody. Like, there's nobody. I know he visits with Oracle guy all the time over in Hawaii.
But that guy's kind of retired. Larry, what is his last?
Ellison.
Yeah,
he just gave him $1 billion for the Twitter deal. Gave him.
Yeah, but who knows? Elon might have people inside his company that no one really knows.
I'm with Lou. I don't think he has like a right-hand guy.
He could have apprentices that, like, unknown.
Can you imagine the pressure of having to take over that Twitter account or those operations or those CEO jobs or whatever?
Just one of them, not like 10.
I mean, it's just an impossibility. It's just, anyway.
Yeah.
It's difficult. They always say with crypto, particularly Bitcoin, that its strength is that there is no figurehead. There is no one person that you can hold responsible for all the happenings or you can damage in some way. That's not the case across all crypto, but they claim that is, you know, a huge component in the decentralization of something, power, let's say. But in most countries and economies, you end up with powerful individuals mm-hmm. with tremendous influence. And that's the same here. Apple CarPlay workaround for Tesla vehicles. Ooh, that's a cool find, Will. Obviously, this is not the default status in a Tesla vehicle. You have your own interface that Tesla provides, their software. For some, that is enough. I guess for others, it's more appealing to have actual Apple CarPlay in there, like many cars have nowadays anyway. Apple CarPlay now available for Tesla vehicles, but only for owners willing to resort to a workaround that uses a connected Raspberry Pi, of course. You can do anything with one of those. Yeah. Anything.
Is this considered hacking?
I would say so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd put it in that category. In the face of Tesla's apparent indifference to repeated calls to bring CarPlay to its automobiles, Polish developer Mikhail Kapinski demoed his success in bringing Apple's in-car system to his Tesla Model 3 earlier this year, as noted by Tesla North. After 6 months of work, Kapinski has now released the first publicly available alpha version of Tesla Android on GitHub for others to download and try. The workaround involves using a Raspberry Pi with an LTE modem and a Wi-Fi access point running a custom Android-based firmware, as well as a micro HDMI to HDMI cable and Ethernet cable. As demonstrated in a YouTube video, the in-car browser is used to connect to the Raspberry Pi and display the CarPlay interface on the Tesla screen, where Apple apps, including Maps and Apple Music, function as expected. The system works while driving and can also be controlled with the media buttons on the Tesla steering wheel. Ooh, that's cool. Integration with the media buttons. Now, the reason somebody might want this is that you have a tighter integration with your Apple services. Of course, you can connect your phone via Bluetooth and play whatever you want off your phone, but then you got to reach down for your phone. The native services inside the Tesla, like Spotify, you might not be subscribed to. You might want Apple Music natively on it. And this would be a way of doing that. Apple Maps, maybe for some reason you want to use. Right now, the focus is starting to shift towards better integration and simplification. Dropping the two boards requirement will help in reducing both cost and entry barrier by reducing the install guide to something that can be done in a matter of minutes. So he wants to keep going with it, improve it as an option for everybody. You have this massive display. You can understand why people would want to. But it also, you know, it also opens the door to other potential inputs once you've gotten into the HDMI. And you're feeding your own source material. You could put gaming consoles on there if you wanted to, I presume. Other things. You can see he's got the screen split, so you still have key functions on the left. And then he's got the Apple CarPlay in the bottom right, and he still has some other interface elements in the top right.
It almost looks like a browser up here.
It does definitely look like a browser. Yeah. You're right. It's funny. It's like the whole system is running Android, apparently, in order to load up CarPlay. Yeah. It's kind of a funny scenario. But I presume that you could do the same for Android Auto if you really wanted to. But I this is an option I'd like to see. I mean, I've obviously spoke about things I'd like to see in Teslas because I finally have one. I'm driving it around and I'm just thinking of things. And I just went way too deep into the regen stuff. By the way, the comment section on that regen topic are kind of amazing. People have really strong feelings on that subject as well. And I should just say, just to clarify, I do think that one pedal driving is very efficient and probably should be the status for a lot of people. I was just talking about the option. Now, many suggested to put the vehicle in track mode, which you can then adjust regen in increments, but you still don't have regen on demand by pressing the brake pedal in those scenarios. You're just giving up regen. So when Teslas are breaking records around the track, there's no, presumably no regen involved. I'm not going back into regen, Will.
Okay. Well, just to maybe cap it off, the Audi e-tron, they use paddle shifters to, in a way, emphasize regen or de-emphasize.
Just so like, it's a different like engine technique. Braking, like downshifting.
Yeah.
That is very cool. I want to try that.
You should get it.
Do I have to buy it? Audi, yes. Can I borrow one, please, for a bit?
No, you should get it.
Audi.
You get the trifecta.
Let me borrow one. I want to see the implementation compared to what I've got on the Taycan and the Tesla as well. Because people were saying, well, the Tesla beat the record around the Nürburgring. And it's like, yeah, in track mode for sure. It must have been. So, but anyway, this is another thing that I would like to see as an option. But by the way, I'm not saying I don't want one-pedal driving. I want it. And then I want no one-pedal driving, but the option to use the traditional brake as a regen method. That's it. And then I would see whichever one prevails over time. It's very nitpicky, but it's interesting to me, these implementations. But another one would be Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, just to increase the I'm not saying it's going to happen, but to increase the versatility into how you can use that big display, that would be fun.
Sure.
Okay, this one, I have no idea about this one. It is a hell of an image. Russian ambassador pelted with red substance during country's Victory Day cell. I thought it was blood. I mean, it looks like it. It's apparently not. He was pelted with a red substance. This is some sort of protest, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Russia's ambassador to Poland, Sergei Andreev, is covered in red substance thrown by protesters as he came to celebrate Victory Day at the Soviet military cemetery to mark the 77th anniversary of the victory over Nazi Germany in Warsaw, Poland, May 9, 2022. So some protesters reportedly had Ukrainian flags and shouted murderer at him. Russia celebrates every May 9th to mark the Soviet defeat of Germany. He was going to lay flowers and labeled fascist murderer. It's amazing how these terms resurfaced with such popularity that now everybody on every side of all things is a Nazi. Yeah. That guy's a Nazi. No, that guy's everyone. Wow. Anyway, yeah, this is not. This is obviously rough situation here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I guess you can't find anywhere what the
red substance is. Can you translate that tweet for us? I mean, does it matter what the red substance is? Red paint.
Red paint.
The Russian ambassador to Poland was doused with red paint at the cemetery of Soviet soldiers. I'm surprised that the ambassador is still there as well and out in public.
Yeah, he doesn't look too concerned.
I think he's kind of processing what's going on here. Mm. Hey, Willie, do they say that CNN Plus has lost its soul because we did not play the intro music? Can you hit the people real quick? What they're watching?
Wrong placeholder.
There we go. Okay. Since we're covering world news events, it's only right that we would announce ourselves in the official fashion.
I like the abrupt stop.
That's for you, chat.
Yeah.
All right. So it was a victory day. The people aren't happy. They protest. They whip the red paint. You get the visual and you click on it like we did because you would assume there was some sort of injury leading to this, but it was more along the lines of this blood is on your hands type of thing.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean,
and that's the extent of it.
They had it in Russia as well. But yeah, I mean, it's for him to.
It's pretty effective and quick and easy. I'll say that the red paint stuff.
Well, I mean, if
it's an immediate human reaction when you see it,
he would have probably thought something would happen if he went out in public and to celebrate.
Really, you think he was expecting?
Oh yeah.
I'm surprised that all this took place. These guys are obviously, you know, high level politicians, and you know, you think there'd be a lot more security. It looks like the protesters are like right in front of them.
Yeah, there's a few security. Well, here we are back on the security topic.
Mm-hmm.
I think the truth of the matter is that if you really want to get to somebody, speaking of security, and you're crafty about it, it's pretty hard to fully neutralize it. Because it's a couple things. It's it's getting in the way, acting as a barrier. But then what if...
Well, the Pope.
What if the people that want to get to you, they escalate what they're doing?
That's what
or carrying.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever, like, you know?
The thing I say is the Pope, the thing that the Pope rides around.
You're talking about the Pope Mobile?
Yeah, the Pope Mobile.
That's a difference.
No, but I mean, think of, there's nothing that... it's all bulletproof. It's all...
He's had a couple different Pope Mobiles over the years.
That
yeah.
one's kind of...
I don't know why it looks so goofy, but it does.
Ryan.
It looks funny. The
Hey, man.
They do no, look I'm not. Odd.
Ryan.
You think you
nothing
could
against
do better.
The Pope.
I mean, click on that article. This is all the Pope Mobiles through the years. Visit this article here. This is our sister company, CNN.
Hat tip, CNN.
Oh, man. Okay, this is number 1 of 21. It's a slideshow. Here we have an upgrade, number 2. It doesn't look fully enclosed
it doesn't
at
even
that
have,
point.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's mostly enclosed. They know where they're driving. Okay, look at this.
This one looks good.
3 of 21. That's a nice place to ride. This is number 4. You can see how he gets up in there. Oh, how about the vanity plates? What do you pay for those? Gosh. SCV1. I don't even know what it means, but...
Yeah.
Vatican?
I was going to say Vatican too,
yeah. Something or other.
Nighttime
shot. This is when they switched to the G-Wagon, which is a more recent Pope Mobile. Well, obviously a heavily modified G-Wagon, by the way, made by Magna, local company around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's their Austrian arm that makes that vehicle. We've talked about it many times on this. Look, off-roading VIN.
Is that a Subaru?
Off-roading Pope Mobile. No Pope in the vehicle as it's off-roading. Probably being brought to the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Vin has a future in his Subaru of driving the Pope. It's possible. I don't know if the Pope's going to be in Picton anytime soon, but you'll be ready to go. Now, this Pope Mobile, very low-tech. That's just a Fiat Jeep. Yeah. License plate SCV3. Oh, I like the hand gesture here. Ryan, can you show the people on this camera what the hand gesture is?
Okay. No?
Well, yeah. You don't know what it means.
Yeah.
So.
No, I have no idea.
Well, depending on where you are in the world. Yeah, this is some of these Pope Mobiles look a little makeshift compared to.
Yeah. This
has got to be older though. That's got to be in the 80s. Yeah. This is
here's a Range Rover Pope Mobile. You know why it's a Range Rover Pope Mobile? Maybe he's in the UK or something. He is. Look at the guy in the front there. Look at the hat.
Yeah, he's in.
So they're like, you're coming here? Boy, we got you with the Range Rover Pope Mobile.
Yeah, because you can't be taking the Pope Mobile all
what
around the world,
that?
Right?
Oh, that's an incident. Maybe.
Oh,
it might be an incident.
Well, you can read. I mean, there's a caption below right here. Pope John Paul II is shot by a would-be assassin, Mehmet Ali Agca, in St. Peter's Square on May 13th, 1981. Following the assassination attempt, the Pope Mobile was equipped with bulletproof glass. So this was your last open-air Pope Mobile as a consequence. So they actually had a precedent for getting all this bulletproof glass on there. Assassination attempt. That's,
I did not
that's
know
more
that.
Like
did
a
you
Pope
know that?
Bus.
I
don't recall.
I know that either.
I don't recall, but you know, those assassination attempts on world leaders, that there was a whole era of that.
Yeah.
You don't see that as much.
No. Or you don't hear about it. Maybe
because it was a couple presidents. The Pope wasn't that far. I mean, I guess that was 81. Somebody saying that they should do a Lamborghini Pope Mobile.
Mm.
But Lamborghini's not as Italian as it used to be.
Ferrari?
Could be a Ferrari Pope Mobile.
No, you guys just did the whole thing on Ferrari. They don't like messing around with
for
the
Ferraris. Pope. For the Pope?
I don't know.
The Pope, though?
I don't know.
Ryan.
Maybe.
The Pope in Italy. Are you nuts? What's going on?
They don't like to mess around with their cars. Okay.
You just did the hand gesture. They're doing an SUV. Ferrari's doing an SUV.
Okay, that one I could see then.
They can mod it.
Oh, sure.
So. Those are the Pope's earliest mobiles.
I would have pictured, you know what they carry? Like the.
That's a Toyota. One of the Pope mobiles was a Toyota.
Yeah.
It's interesting. They got the camera behind. Look at the guy's riding. Look at the guy in the very back.
Yeah.
See, he's your guy, Ben. That's the guy you want for Elon.
Yeah.
Look, he's got a briefcase or something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy, what's he even looking at? Like, he's seeing things before they happen.
Yeah.
It's the guy you want. He's going to cost you. He follows you everywhere. He's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Elon might need a loan for that guy.
No.
Apple workers storm barriers and fight guards for keeping them locked at work.
What's going on? What's happening?
Can we get a CNN Plus intro here just so people are reminded that this is hard-hitting world news? We got to get to the bottom of these things, man. Will, I had no idea you were bringing this type of episode here today.
The Apple employees keep making a lot of headlines. Now, I know there's a lot of different, countries that Apple's in, almost probably all of them. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be like there's a lot of animosity between Apple employees and Apple.
Well, what's going on right now in China is COVID. The people are, it's getting a little fed up with the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The lockdowns. You know how many years into this we are? And they got fresh lockdowns, relatively fresh lockdowns. And rather than shut down the factories, they try to just keep people locked in the factories. Say, you just leave here. You can't leave. As long as we don't have COVID in here and nobody leaves, guess what? We got no COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is the escape right here.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I mean, nobody wants to be locked in anything.
No.
Except for Vin. He doesn't mind. We talked about this earlier. He said he's down to... He said he's built for quarantine. What about you? Are you built for quarantine? How long could you go?
I mean, I can meet in the middle when it comes to... I'm not talking about, like, being forced to stay in my house. Like, I can't leave. I'm talking about, like, you know... You want to work from home and then go into the office type of deal?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking the door is sealed.
Yeah.
And the authorities know if you break the seal. How long are you going?
I got to skip the dishes still, though, right?
No. Nope.
Or DoorDash?
No. Nope. You get whatever they bring you.
Well, then I'm not really interested. No. Why would I be?
I'm not asking you if you're interested. I'm saying how long can you go? Vin says he's going.
Well, I'm saying
for the long haul, he doesn't mind.
Depends how comfy the situation is. If I can order whatever I want and I'm living life in my house and maybe playing some video games or something, it could be a good time for a bit. You know, maybe a couple weeks.
2 weeks.
Maybe a month.
A month?
After that, I'm done, though.
1 month max.
I'm just saying if I had to, if like it was an apocalypse, I could get through it.
Right. What about prison?
Again, there's nothing that I look forward to in prison.
No.
Yeah, like at least I could look forward
solitary.
To some food or
solitary.
Something.
Solitary. How long you got in there before you completely lost it?
That's why I'm not going to jail, ever.
Before you're completely bonkers, how long can you do in solitary?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody can answer that question before
TV?
You've done it.
No, we're talking solitary confinement.
Yeah, TV.
Okay,
no,
I'll give it to him.
Well, all of a sudden, are you getting a TV?
What? I'll give it to him.
How big is it?
17 inches.
TD, all subscriptions.
Yes.
He's pushing the limits.
No, I'm going to see what he says. He's going to say some crazy number. After I agree to this TV, he's going to say 5 to 10 years or something. Watch.
Yeah, well, I'd be in the year range.
No way.
Doesn't your food matter at all? You would eat whatever it was getting slung down?
Like slop?
Into the hole that you're living in with your TV? Yeah, exactly.
No, food would have to be bumped up a little.
Okay, here's what I'm offering.
But
full menu DoorDash, whatever you want, whenever you want, and TV, but you were in a hole by yourself.
Toilet?
Normal toilet.
Private, 6x6 private, or something.
Normal toilet.
No visitation.
The visitations are...
No window. Do you get a window? Can you see outside?
No window. No window.
Phone.
Nope.
If I have to talk to
me?
Well, it's not only a me issue. It becomes other people in my life then.
Why would they need to talk to
you? It's not my problem. It's everyone else's problem.
No phone.
All right. How long?
Letters? Yeah, letters.
No, you're not writing letters.
I think you get letters.
I gave you a TV and unlimited DoorDash. I'm not giving you letters.
I could do it for like 2 months.
Internet?
No. Just whatever's on.
Okay,
TV.
If everything else outside is sorted out and figured out for the
year. Free tattoos though.
Jailhouse.
I'd be pretty good for a pretty long time.
You have to take showers with the general population once a day.
Are you more than a year? Is that what you're saying? You could do that for more than a year.
Yeah, probably.
That's too much.
I've always kept an eye on. You'll see the competitions pop up. They'll be like, watch movies for 3 days at a shopping mall.
Yeah,
or something. You're like, this is.
You're on another level if you can do that. Well, I don't think you know how tough that would be.
The shower.
You watch TV for so long.
How many episodes
and Netflix series can you? How many hours?
I did a full season of something Saturday night.
Are you bragging?
What?
Eight episodes. Well, what about you guys, Lou? Will?
No, I don't have any.
Zero days?
Yeah, I'm not
zero
doing
days.
I'm not doing any
Will,
of this.
Will, 0 days?
I'll take a week.
I'll take a month.
I'll take a week.
And Vin's over a year.
I'm on the other side. You could take away all those other things and just give me space and movement. Like, I would rather have freedom to move without anything.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying I want solitary confinement without anything. He's saying I can easily, with a TV, be, like, all mm-hmm. set. I'm mm-hmm. saying the opposite. Take away the TV, all the gadgets, whatever, and I can do a month.
Okay. All right.
You want to know what my problem is?
But you're changing the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, no, oh. I'm saying I'm doing 0 days the way he's presenting. I'm saying I'm these people.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm get me out the factory. Like, I'm not. No,
but 2 episodes a night seems not like an. No, I mean, maybe if I just.
You wouldn't even know what night is. It's 24 hours in darkness, though.
No, but I'm saying, okay, like, if I. Like, if most people, like, if you draw the line at 2 to 3 episodes a night of whatever you're watching.
Okay.
And yeah. That's reasonable.
Yeah, but those people are like have jobs and are working and have life.
I'm just getting back to normal life.
Normal life.
Yeah.
That's where we all want to be. Just living a normal life.
Obviously there's a difference of opinion in this scenario and many scenarios in China right now over how willing people should be to be locked down. Now, in their cases, they're not quite in the solitary confinement that we presented, but there's other restrictions and things. COVID has been one of these major components in trying to have these unusual behaviors. This is the Quanta factory in Songjiang district in Shanghai. They make MacBook Pros here. This is on metro.co.uk. This is apparently footage from Thursday showing helpless guards clad in protective white gowns trying in vain to catch workers jumping over barriers. The factory had been operating under strict government-mandated isolation rules. Bloomberg reported that a closed-loop system meant staff were required to sleep at nearby accommodation instead of going home. Some had been trying to return to their dormitories to rest when they were denied exit from the factory, and chaos soon followed. All right, well, let's just go with this specific one right here. Just leaving the factory after a long day of work, just going, wanting to go home and being denied that opportunity.
Yeah, that wouldn't sit well. I mean, I don't know, man. Living in a different in China, I think it's going to be a different situation because there's a lot more rules and government control. But personally, no, I couldn't do that for more than a few days. I'd go crazy because they're not only working; they're working like long shifts. Like I'm assuming that these are like 12-hour shifts or maybe even longer because that's what I've heard, that when you're working in a factory in China, you're working long-hour shifts, right?
Well, I think they can put up what people can put up with that to an extent, so long as they have the freedom to leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this idea that people would be okay, it's only a matter of time, right? This is not going to work. I don't know that this is going to work for any person over an extended period of time ever, anywhere. No. Unless you're willing to enforce it with violence. If you're going to enforce it with muscle, But otherwise, people eventually they're gonna bounce. They're not gonna put up with it, and it's not gonna be worth it. I mean, you lose the job, so be it, just to get out.
Yeah, you might have like a family you got to get back to, you know, relatives you got to take care of. There's a lot of situations that are gonna make it dire for people, and that's why they're jumping over the barriers, right? Or just to be free and go do what you want to do after your hard day of work.
Well, I think you also wonder when's it going to end. You're probably curious about timelines. Yeah. It's a lot of unknowns. It's hard to do well when there's so many unknowns. When is this over? Our own personal autonomy or some degree of it is critical to our mental well-being.
I just have a tough time understanding the person that's enforcing that, how that person... And I know there's a lot of bad people in this world out there, but how that person can think that that's okay, you know, whoever's enforcing it.
Security guard?
Well, no, not the security guard. The guy telling the security guards to do it, the owner, whatever, whoever.
Oh, that's coming all the way down from the top.
Yeah.
If you guys want to remain open at all and keep making goods, then because of our strict no COVID policy or lockdown, the only way you can do it is if people don't come and go from the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so... The facility owner, in this case, well, I guess it's a factory that works on behalf of Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I don't know if any of these, if this story gets back to Apple specifically, that's why they have, there are all these intermediaries, right?
It's like they contract the work out.
Foxconn and so forth.
I don't know. That's wild, though. It seems totally insane that that's actually happening.
Instagram is going to begin testing. By the way, I don't know. We just have a video clip.
True.
Let's just put that out there.
Yeah. We have a video clip. It doesn't look good, though.
We have a video clip on metro.co.uk. So that's what we're going on. So keep in mind, we're just reacting the same way you are if you're looking at that video clip. Mm. Instagram will begin testing NFTs this week. Digital collectibles will be available to some U.S. users. Facebook partnered with Polygon, is that what happened, Will? I'm just wondering what this is going to be built on. A group of non-fungible token creators and collectors will soon be able to display their tokens on Instagram. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirmed in a post today that the company is testing NFTs on the platform with similar functionality coming soon to Facebook. Instagram head Adam Mosseri said in video today that a small group of U.S. users will have the ability to display NFTs on their feed, stories, and in messages. Wow, weird. I'm going to send you a message of all my hot NFTs. NFT details are displayed in a similar way to tagged photos. This is all NFTs. Okay, so this isn't necessarily... This is... You're going to be able to bring an pre-existing... You're not creating new or... Like, this is a way to display what you already have.
It's kind of like Twitter.
Right.
Where you can just have, like, a little room full of NFTs that people can check out.
Yeah, what's interesting, though, is... Let's say, for example, you can put it in your messages... There's going to have to be some button and a keyboard that where it's only your NFTs that are there.
The creator economy is incredibly important to Instagram.
I just want to see if they have any screenshots. I guess not. Oh.
There you go.
So. Okay. Oh, you can just put it as a feed post. I mean, I get that. That makes sense to me.
Let us know what you want to see next.
You want to promote your NFT via feed post, story post. I get it. Oh, here we go. NFTs minted on Ethereum and Polygon blockchains will be supported initially, with Solana and Flow coming soon, according to Meta spokesperson Christine Pai. So you're going to have either Ethereum, Polygon-based NFTs and Solana and Flow later on. Twitter, as Will mentioned, introduced hexagon-shaped profile pictures pointing to NFTs, whether they're NFTs themselves or pointing to NFTs, whichever way you want to look at it. Social media is obviously super excited to get involved in this space, however possible. People are kind of doing this anyways, promoting their NFT projects, sharing NFT art on Twitter and Instagram to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of responding to a demand. But of course, they're also excited to announce that they're part of the future. And obviously, NFTs are supposed to play a role in this metaverse and everything else. So, more NFTs for you. Here we have Kendrick Lamar's new music video and song. Now, I did watch it. I'm guessing you weren't planning on playing it for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Okay. Since you reacted already.
I'm guessing that they didn't watch it yet.
Yeah.
You can do a couple screenshots that'll give them the gist of it, which is a bit unfortunate. That's the way that they're going to initially interact with it. But essentially what you see is some really amazing deep fake work going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I presume that's what you mostly want to talk about as opposed to the content of the song.
I mean, it's a good song, but I think he does it well in relation to certain celebrities that he morphs into.
Like there's reference points in the lyrics, exactly.
You know, what he's saying.
Yeah, so first it's going to be OJ.
Oof.
And
you know what? His music videos, because he had the one with the...
you better pause that, dude. Oh, there you go. Oh, I see what you're doing. That's off camera or off the... Yeah.
But anyone who wants to check it out, it's Kendrick Lamar, The Heart Part 5.
Yeah.
That's the video you should search for on YouTube.
Can we see each of them?
Yeah. So we had OJ was first. And second, Will's going to have to pause it and then put it on the program output because obviously people can't watch it here. There. Oh, that's number two. There you go. Number two. Yeah. You got Kanye West.
Hmm. Wow.
And then you have Jussie Smollett, followed by Will Smith. Will Smith is towards the end.
That's right him there. Right there. Yeah.
He actually, there's a lyric about feeling pain yourself and then wanting to hurt others because you feel hurt yourself.
Right.
And then Will Smith shows up on that line. Kobe Bryant shows up.
Oh, wow.
And
Nipsey Hussle,
and I think we're missing one. After Jussie Smollett, I think. But
so I'm just confused here. He can have these faces, right?
Okay, and so that is a cool
use of
perspective, like inquiry. Because I had the same thought. Anybody can go make a deep fake. Like he could have used you in this video.
Okay.
And then to what extent is approval necessary?
Quality of deep fake too. Like these are.
Well, this is a huge budget, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge budget, and it's going to be a ton of processing power and time, which tends to have a massive effect on the performance of the deep fake. So oftentimes, if you see a poor one, it's just because, like, it would be running for days just to map all the visual markers effectively to the source material. So the more time and processing that you throw at it, the better the outcome. Mm-hmm. And the higher resolution that the images are, and the greater the set of imagery you have to work with to put into the folder in the first place. So in the case of these public figures, Kanye West and Kobe Bryant and Will Smith, you have endless amounts of input, potential input of imagery that already exists from every angle to create your mock-up. And obviously you can see the results here is a really effective map.
You think all of this would have been sourced from what's available versus having these individuals involved
be a part
way?
Of it?
Like actually do scans?
So, for example, Nipsey Hussle, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
that one would have to.
That's
although I did find
Kobe Bryant is dead as well.
Yeah.
But still, even the fact that they're not around, they still need some sort of approval from somebody that represents them?
Well, and that I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think many people are going to be curious about that. That source material, it's no longer in the format. Like, let's say, for example, I want to use an image of one of these celebrities. I could go to Getty Images and license the use of it and go write an article and have full rights to use that image. because it belongs in that case to the photographer. Now, when you have a composite buildup, who's going to know the source?
Right.
It's such a huge, it's something new. It's using source material that might be licensed in a certain way, but then it's like this huge new concoction based on this massive data set. So like
visual sampling.
Yes, visual sampling, exactly.
So this came out
and,
yesterday.
But not even, because in a sample, you're kind of hoping that people recognize the tune and are reminded of the original. This is not the original of anything, right? It's using, each pixel is
you would try composite. And find the highest resolution content, I guess. And then, music video, everyone, the OJ one, like OJ wouldn't have that much new stuff, I don't think.
Well, he looks pretty young, actually, OJ, in that one.
So hang on a second.
Go ahead.
I haven't heard the video.
Yeah.
Will, is it, are these lyrics, like, are they actual things that those people said?
No. It's his song, and I don't really want to give everybody my interpretation of it, but he's kind of, he's referencing, well, certainly this part, he's rapping as Nipsey Hussle from Heaven or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier on, he seems to be, like, there's this moment where he's like, I am all of you, like the opening thing there. It's sort of commentary on the culture, let's say. I have my own interpretation. I don't want to really cast that on anybody. But the point is, it's his song. It's his lyrics. It's not like the O.J. Simpson part is him acting as O.J. Simpson.
Right.
But might be a reference point in his lyrics to something related, like when the Will Smith line about the hurting people,
mm-hmm.
feeling hurt and hurting people. And then there's a moment when Kanye's on screen where he talks about bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, you will catch the references if you watch it, but it's his song.
Okay. So what I'm getting after then is that, would there be any reason in your opinion that the people that he is deep faking, would have a reason to like not like this, to be like Will Smith, to be like,
I would think it's possible that Will Smith would not be super happy about it, but it's also possible that he would like the exposure. Mm-hmm. I don't really know.
Okay, interesting.
Right, have some sort of approval process or whatever.
They would have, his team would have gone over.
I would think that these people would have had to know in advance.
That's what I was thinking.
Just based on the scale of the production and the fact that everybody knows this is going to be part of the record. This video is going to get whatever.
A big hit. It's going to be
100 million, 100 million views or whatever it might be. I would just assume that within this business, those things would be cleared. Right? But the definitely the deepfake conversation is a brand new one. And when it comes to laws and licensing, and no one really knows what to do with it because it is so new and there's not a lot of rules around it. So in that sense, the whole thing becomes interesting. Even if they had the approval of everybody else, it gets us talking and thinking about what is your image, what control do you have over the use of it. Anybody can, once you publish something online, it becomes part of this data set of who you are. You being on this show right now is helping the eventual deepfake of you because it's a bunch of brand new material of an angle of your face, the way that your eyes are moving, the way that you're nodding your head. It's you're contributing to that data set. And in a way, the reason it's beautiful as a music video is because he's talking about the cultural contributions of these people, the stories around them, the famousness of them. Like, there's a sort of there's a cultural commentary taking place about exposure, his own exposure probably to these events, and then the overexposure of a handful of celebrities in our lives that become representative of us. So anyway, it's amazing from that standpoint, but then it's also amazing just strictly from a technological standpoint, where you're like, okay, deepfakes are getting there. They're really getting there. Given enough time and energy, they're really getting there.
Like, this could have taken, who knows, 6 months, a year to make this one. I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers. I have no idea. But like you said, the amount of work that probably went into editing and, you know, fine tuning this video, and obviously him writing it and singing it. Maybe it's a work of art. Who knows? I don't know. It is interesting, though.
I know a lot of people are probably wondering, like, why is Jesse Smollett in there? Why you have O.J. Simpson? Like, what is the connection? But it's that representation. It's like this, all these visuals occupy a spot in our mind and could have had an influence, negative or positive, on him individually. I'm going too in depth with the trying to figure out what exactly he's trying to say here, because ultimately you leave a little bit of space there for interpretation for the person that's listening to it. But I don't think that you're necessarily supposed to assume that each party is considered equivalent just because they've all been deepfaked in the video.
Right.
To him.
Right.
Like Kobe on the same level as whoever else is featured, type thing. Mm-hmm.
I guess I just wonder how much of it was orchestrated, like how much of it was thought through by Kendrick Lamar, and how much of it is what it is. He decided to make a video. This is who you decided to include in it as part of the deepfake, the different characters, if you want to call them that, and some are still alive, some aren't. Like, it's just interesting how those six made the video. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how he came to that conclusion that those are the ones he was going to have on there. I'm sure there's a lot of other.
Well, if you listen to the song, you may see the parallels as to why that selection process took place.
Fair enough.
The different topics that he covered in his song about his own presumably experience and exposure, and how that reflects on characters that are representative of those elements within culture.
Okay, all right, that's making more sense then. Yeah, I'll have a listen.
Should it have more views?
It's only a day old, man.
Yeah, no, yeah,
it's trending number one right now.
Yeah, but.
Ten million a day. No, that's high for these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's. Trust me. Go. Damn. I mean, Will can bring up like some high profile artists that you'd be surprised the viewership these days versus the old days.
Avatar got 8 hours, 4 million.
There you go. The official trailer for the new Avatar which they spent $1 billion on.
We can't look. I
was thinking of watching it, but
you want to go full copyright infringement? I mean, that could be a takedown notice. That might not even just be lose all your money. That might be like
Cameron, he's coming for us.
No, he means Avatar. He's talking about,
I know.
Have you watched the preview, Will?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay,
what do you?
I just don't. I would just be curious to see how, whether or not it looks like visually, if it looks good or not.
Well, the next episode, we'll watch it and then we'll talk about it later, I guess.
I've never even seen the first one, Avatar.
Really?
No.
Same. Wow. Neither have I.
Really?
No. I should watch it. But no.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So like in the theaters, 3D, that was a big deal.
No, listen, man. I would like to see it. Maybe what I'll do is I'll watch.
You can't do it now.
I can't.
It was meant for the theater. In 3D.
But can I watch it? Don't I need to watch it before I watch this one?
Yeah. But it's too late. I
was thinking me and the kids can watch the first one and then watch that one.
I know, but it's a whole different experience in the theater in 3D.
Don't you think that the theater, one theater will put that on prior to the new one?
I hope so.
Yeah, I guarantee you a theater will maybe even do one after the other, but or in the week build up before, they'll just put this one back in.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long. Like,
yes, it has.
That thing came out, like, does anyone even remember?
Over a decade ago, for sure. Avatar, the original? There it is, 2009.
Yeah, 13 years. They gotta let us watch it, even if you have to watch it again. I guess you can watch it on Disney Plus, but you want me to watch it in a movie theater? Listen, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
It's a good
I recommend it.
I know, but you're recommending it at the same time telling me not to watch it. I'm confused over here.
No, don't watch it at home. Like, if the theater is like readily available for 3D, definitely take the 3D.
Okay.
But if you have no other choice, then go watch it at home.
Okay.
Yeah, just call the theater up. Tell them to get the old Avatar. I'm sure they have it in the files or the folders in the back there, and you tuck it on.
Imagine they kept every film. They'd run out of space real quick. Film prints. No, those are their lead. They're rent. The lend. They lend them they out. Rent yeah, them, they got to send them back. Yeah.
Someone's got it out there. We'll get it.
A lady catches a falling doggo to save him from serious injury and a possible death. Doesn't look like that height's going to result in death. Maybe it's a little puppy or something.
Doggo? Is that a thing?
Or a dog. Just a dog. Yeah. It just Reddit and the internet.
Yeah.
Doggos.
I'm new to all this. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
No, I, well, I, but yeah. It's,
they don't have them in Calgary, so.
All right.
No doggos in Calgary.
No, no, they're just called dogs there, Will.
It's brought to you by Ring.com.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was impressive. Wow.
Look at the dude. He didn't budge.
He's like, oh.
And that's not a small dog.
Way bigger than I expected. Yeah. And I thought, I didn't think the dog would be coming out of a window.
She says, get back, like pushes him out of the way.
She does.
Wow. It's like a real life superhero.
So it did injure its back leg by the looks of it, but she got most of it. Like, it's going to be okay. Let's get one more replay on that. She sees it. Good reaction time. Yeah, it still slammed its back legs, but she saved its life.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been done for.
It's a Aussie Shepherd. I think that's a medium-sized dog.
50 pounds?
Yep. Yeah.
45, maybe?
Wow.
Yeah, it's... the thing is, in the moment, being able to react in the moment, as opposed to freezing, to having that that kind of shock moment.
Some kind of instinct.
Of where you just kind of watch it happen. She didn't have that. She acted almost immediately when she saw what was going on. So the key is the speed. She goes, no, no, I'm getting there. Bang. Wow.
This guy's frozen.
This guy's just in shock.
Yeah, he's the one that's frozen. Like, he just can't even believe it.
What just happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a cool one, Will.
So, is it her? It's her dog, I guess.
Well, that could be an apartment building. I mean, it could be hers. It could be a neighbor's. I mean, I don't know what the dog.
It would make sense if it is hers because she's out front. Maybe she'll have the window open or the balcony, and then the dog is trying to, you know.
I would think if it's hers, she would say the name of the dog.
Oh, right.
In this case, she said, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you would.
Maybe.
In that circumstance, I don't know that. It's also would a random dog do that, or would a dog of the owner be more inclined?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
because it's like, oh, she's outside. I'm going
to shock.
Like that, the dog would be encouraged to go outside because the owner was out front with the door closed,
right?
As opposed to a random dog that might not be quite as interested.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's hard to tell from.
It's definitely not a puppy.
No.
Look like it.
No. Definitely not.
But yeah, we don't know if it jumped or if it was just hanging or I don't know. We don't know where it was situated prior to falling.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, it's definitely unusual. You don't expect to see a dog jumping out of a second story window.
Or someone catching him in a quick reaction.
Or it all be captured on Ring doorbell. Here's a virtual train station built in Unreal Engine 5. So Vin wants full immersion. He's told us on this show in the past that what he strives for is full immersion so he can live in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you're sort of halfway there some days.
Yeah.
This is Unreal Engine 5, so let's go ahead and check it out. Oh, shut the hell up. That's pretty damn good.
It's the jittery camera.
That's pretty damn good, yeah. That is
wait for it.
Pretty damn convincing.
This is probably, I think, somewhere near Japan. Like, in terms of atmosphere.
You see, if this, and I'm seeing this.
You are on a headset.
And there's a storyline, and so then why how long until this game comes out?
It's not a game.
No, I know, but what's holding back the game companies? Like, how long until...
I think it's computer power.
Yeah, computer power, storage, whatever.
The train's coming? God,
the train's coming.
That's pretty...
with the sound and everything. Yeah, it's very immersive.
It's pretty good.
But it gets pretty intense later. It's not a scary game.
Full immersion. Full immersion.
It's weird how if you're...
The weird part, though, is that you're...
Oh my goodness. Now you're in a horror movie.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm there in real life, I'm not afraid, at least during the day. But in this, it's the camera. It's the...
Yeah. But imagine putting on VR goggles and just being fully immersed in this world.
But well, okay, so then what from what you've experienced
real time, like what,
from what you've experienced, like what percentage, how close to this
it's
from what you've
I would
done,
say it's pretty close.
50%.
Was it Half-Life Alyx is a game that is very immersive.
How close to this?
No.
It's pretty close. Wireless streaming? It's not bad.
Let me tell you what the problem is, Vin. You will still bump into walls weirdly. Your movements will still be lacking fluidity.
You get close to a wall and the pixels. And
everything. I don't know. It's just that there will be some tell because you're so used to reality.
You can't walk up steps in your house, right? So it wouldn't feel like you're walking up steps.
It's incredible. Somebody in the chat says, "Will do, please stop acting like you've been to Japan."
Hasn't he?
I have.
Yeah.
Flexing?
Just once.
It's incredible. It's
and
amazing.
It's done by one person.
Running in Unreal Engine 5 using Lumen, no nanite, models, textures, animation, video editing. I mean, no.
I'll bring the headset with Half-Life Alyx.
Oh, let's
Alyx.
Let Finn try it on air.
You can try.
Bring it on Wednesday and
set it up.
Let him or Ryan.
Yeah, I was just looking at your space. Like this space is great for VR because it's flat, it's safe. You know, it's not like a lot of things you could.
Oh, I was thinking we would just put it on for you guys right here. We would do an update on the show,
sure,
and try to provide you with as much immersion as we could.
Yeah.
Well, but they're not releasing, like, they would have the file that you could, or no, that's not VR at all. This is just 2D.
Yeah, that's just a video render.
But they would
It's not
have,
rendered in 3D.
It's not rendered
The headset he's going to bring couldn't run that. No, dude. What is the resolution even?
Well, yeah, I mean, the resolution would be low, but the fidelity would be almost, it'll be close.
Well, anyway, we're going to give you whatever we can give you, obviously. We'll give you whatever experience.
But there's no headset that you can plug into a PC powerful enough that doesn't need to.
Yeah. You can run it wirelessly, too. It's getting there, Vin.
Somebody here says you can rebuild old childhoods with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's cool.
Would you redo
Black Mirror?
Redo your childhood? Relive it?
That sounds creepy.
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't you wouldn't insert the childhood cartridge again?
How much time is this going to take though? I don't know. You're not getting me on the metaverse anytime soon.
Oh, you want to go into a metaverse conversation?
No, I'm saying you're not getting me into it.
I know. You're against it.
Well, we're probably already living in it, actually.
All right. Last one.
All right. This is Vin in the rally car.
This is Subaru, Vin. Yeah. This is Vin in Picton. Rally cars are pretty safe is the title here. We have no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
On this clip, I see a rally car to the right of the frame, and it looks like it's in a mountainous region.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Catapulted into the air.
Jeez! So much force.
Oh god.
They're okay.
You just try to brace the whole body. I mean, the body is braced because of the
the harness.
The harness, the cage, like everything. The car's so beefed up, man. But you would think the sheer amount of force.
They should offer, like, rally car safety on you know. Like, what do I have? I mean, it's just, like, the better frame. The whole frame around the... Like, there's really not that much holding back.
These guys probably walked out of there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if you offered these types of features on...
A regular car?
Regular. No, how much do you pay probably...
Well, they're also strapped in.
No.
Heavily.
But you can't. Why? Right? Because you would... If you ran into somebody that didn't have it, they would be decapitated. You would have a steel cage running into somebody with a crumple zone. The cars are meant to give right now to protect all parties. With the rally car, the concern is more doing this, going off the road.
Oh my God.
I mean,
wow.
I don't know.
If you really, Vin, if you really wanted a rally car on the road, you could probably figure it out. But as far as why automakers don't do it by default, have everybody rolling around in a roll cage, because then it would be roll cages running into roll cages.
Not only that,
yeah, no one's or less.
You wouldn't even have like windows or like features that you'd have in a regular car.
You know how long it would take you to get in and out of there when you're going grocery shopping? The suit, the harness, the helmet. Like, it's all the factors that kept them safe.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool video, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially the fact that, as we all presume, that they're okay after that.
Mm-hmm. This guy's, like, holding some papers.
Yeah, that's the...
Got, like, a pen?
No, it's always the guy in the passenger seat. He's, like, navigated.
He tells you
about the turns that are coming up and whatever else you need to know. What type of speed to go in at. He's along for the ride.
So why isn't that on like some form of technology, like an iPad? Why he's got a pen and paper?
It might be now.
Oh, I see.
This is an old clip. I haven't actually watched Rally Race in a long time, so I can't tell you if they have some new tech now in order to deal with that, or screen or whatever. Obviously, other types of racing has advanced technologically. But the rally car scene, I mean, that's a wild one. Some of those narrow sections they come up on and some of those drops. Like, this looks brutal, but there are some situations where the drop is so steep that for sure you go off, you're dead, right? We've all seen these scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pretty incredible clips on YouTube of these corners or turns up on the side of mountains and so on. You got to have a taste for that to go after it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like it's scarier to be the guy in the passenger seat than the driver. You feel even less in control of the situation.
Got nothing to hold on to.
You can see the head pounding. Yeah. Like on each bump, the whiplash coming in. Somebody says you wouldn't want an iPad rolling around loose in a wreck like that.
Fair point.
That'll slice your head off in a wreck like that. Those papers.
Yeah. He holds on to that pen pretty good, though. I'll tell you that.
Got the pen.
It seems like they're almost even having a conversation.
Like, they're looking around like, are we going to recover from this? Can we roll over? Can we continue on with the race? Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Cool.
Good for them. All right. Thank you so much to everybody who's joined here today. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Thank you for all the super chats, all the support. We really do appreciate it. I don't know if we're getting a copyright strike today or not, or infringement of any kind. I don't know what Will actually showed of the Kendrick Lamar video.
Mm-hmm. I showed all of it.
Did you actually? We'll find out. Thank you to Ryan for coming in for this special episode all the way from the other side of the country. Obviously, having Vin on is a pleasure as always. We hooked up an extra mic for that purpose. We're going to get him his own camera as well pretty soon here for the fourth man. We're going to have on Wednesday of some kind of VR experience for Ryan and for Vin, so we can watch a couple of old men scramble in virtual reality and possibly have the Japanese experience that Will Do showed earlier, built in Unreal Engine. I hope we gave you all the things that you needed today. Good night and good luck.